Amen. Thanking God, lifting the name of Jesus up, praise God, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I can't stop praising him. I don't know about you, but I can't stop praising him. Amen. I just can't, amen, just stay at home, praise God, and I know it's service time. Amen. Service time. Amen. Praise God. And thank the Lord for the one that is growing.
Amen.
You're growing when you, praise God, you can see that, amen, you are hungry and thirsty to come out to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because, see, the devil don't want no one to come to the house of the Lord. And praise God, when you, amen, can't lay down in the bed, you can't be still. Amen. Knowing that you need to be in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then that the spirit that you're growing.
Yes,
everybody ought to have that spirit of growth.
Amen.
As I said on the other night, praise God, amen. I never could stay at home. I don't care how much snow, how much ice is on the ground. I traveled from Waterbury to Stanford to all the way to Springfield, Massachusetts. Amen. From Waterbury to Bishop, Long Island. Praise God. Snow was up halfway to car. Amen. Praise God. So that way you'll get your blessing. Somebody said, well, they want to be like Bishop Hardy, but you don't be like Bishop Hardy, then you got to something, got to do something to thank God. Then someone said they like to be like Jesus. If you want to be like Jesus, then you got to find out what Jesus did and try to walk in his footsteps.
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise, doing what he did in order to be able to be like him.
Amen.
Praise God. You cannot be like Jesus, praise God, and you're walking in your own way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to be determined, praise God, that I'm going to suffer. Amen. To concentrate. Amen. Praise God. No matter what it might be, I'm going to go through with the Lord.
Amen.
Now, on the other night, amen, we talked about, praise God, in the son, someone was here, Psalms 118, I think it was, 118 and verse 6. Amen. How many, and praise God, amen, studied the scripture this week and got something else out of it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Got something else out of it. Praise God. Amen. The scripture, amen, has a whole lot in it, and it is for the new year. Amen. For the new year. This is a new year message. Amen. Praise God. You got to be determined, praise God, to go on with the Lord. Amen. Psalms 118, verse 6.
Lord is on my side.
The Lord is on my side.
I will not fear.
That's not the one that was Romans. Is that right?
Yeah.
Romans 18:31.
8:31.
That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all right. Romans 8:31. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, we need to know what the Word of God said. That's what Bible class and Sunday school is all about. That we come, praise God, to learn what, amen, God wants us to do, so we can walk in His footsteps.
Amen.
Not to just come here and sleep through the Bible class or Sunday school, but come to be inquisitive. About where God want us to walk and what he want us to do. All right, 1831. Anybody, everybody ought to read it. All right, what shall we say then?
To these
things.
If God be for us.
Who can be against us? Now, what did I say about that? Amen. What shall I? We said, amen. Then, what did I say? Amen. What? Amen. Is that what I? Huh?
Yeah. You said who and what?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Who and what? Amen. And we're going to be talking about in this lesson the next few days. Amen. I have some more, a lot of scripture. Amen. Amen. What can be against us? That's what I want to bring out. What can be against us? And the scripture said, who can? But it said, what? I'm saying, what can be against us? Because, amen, in this year, 201, praise God, 200 done passed already. 2,000 done passed already. Now, praise God, we have to look forward now for 2001.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, what we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Praise God. Amen. We get a new president, and everybody said that he crazy. Everybody said he going to take us, amen, down, back down to where we was before. Amen. On the Hungry Creek. Amen. Praise God. And the world doesn't know what's going to happen, but I know what's going to happen. Amen. If God be for me, amen, and what and who is going to be against me? Huh? Amen. Praise God. The same thing, amen, brought me through the year of 2000. Amen. They're going to be with me. Better things are going to be with me in the year of 2001.
Amen.
Praise God. You might be on your job talking, and the folks on the job, they don't understand. They all troubled talking about the taxes high. Talking about, praise God, amen, the man is not going to load a tax, and the man going to take her to the hunger streak. Come on here now. Amen. But we all put this scripture on them.
Amen.
Amen. Who and what shall, amen, be against us? Amen. If God is well, is God on my side?
Yes, sir.
If God is well, is on my side. I can make it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I can make it if it costs my life.
Right.
I can make it to the city if it costs my life.
Right.
Praise God. I won't have to fear no one. Praise God, because if God is on my side. The earth is here,
yes,
and the fullness thereof,
yes,
and they that dwell in therein.
Yes,
praise God. Amen. And listen, praise God. He said the cattle someone on a thousand hills,
yes,
they all belong to him.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. So now, praise God, who is going to be and what is going to be against me in the year of 2001? Come on, everybody say it. What and who is going to be against me in the year of 2001? If God be for us, amen. He able to bring us through. Amen. I'm going to do, amen, more in the year of 2001 than I did in 2000. I'm going to get up, praise God, amen. I'm not going to let nothing and nobody hold me down.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to look back. I ain't going to put my hand to the gospel plan, looking back.
All right.
Amen. Looking at and looking back at my downfall that I had in the 2000.
All right.
Come on, Bishop.
Amen. All the Aztecs. And all of the people talking about me and lowering me and pulling me down. I'm not looking back to that. I'm looking farther. I'm going higher and higher in the Lord. If God be for me, who can and what can be what? Listen, let's see what he said. Let's see what the scriptures say. Y'all hold the other scripture because I'm going through some new scripture today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Somebody give me Exodus 33, verse 16. Let's see what the word of God is saying. Praise God. If God is for me, and my mama might not be for me. She might be against me. My sister, my brother might not like me.
Come on here now. Amen. But who and what is going to be against me if God is for me? Oh, I thank God for this tonight. Oh, I feel this anointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad I got him on my side. The man, praise God, that know everything. The man that is able to take me higher and higher and higher. Somebody say I'm climbing up, amen, Jacob's ladder. Come on, praise God. I'm climbing higher. Yes, sir. Amen. Exodus 33, verse 16. Let's go with the scripture. Because my time, I want to cry to get as much as I can. Praise God. Amen. Exodus.
For wherein shall it be known?
It shall be known. Read.
Here and thy people
have found grace. If you want to make it through this year of 2001, then you got to find grace. Yes. Now the Bible says his grace is sufficient.
That's so.
His grace is sufficient, praise God. Amen. In your weakness.
Yes. That's right.
In your troubleness.
That's right. Come on. All right.
Amen. My grace is sufficient. All you got to do is get God's grace.
Yes, sir.
And you can make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let the folks tell you. Amen. They said that what we're going to do when they talk about the gas we're going on. What we're going to do? We're going to still drive. Ain't going to drive more. And I told somebody, praise God, amen, that ain't going to stop folks from riding. They're going to keep riding. Amen. The throughway gonna be full of people driving up and down the throughway.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because they ain't studying about no gas costing no $2.
That's right.
Now if it go up to $3, they're gonna rise.
Right,
amen. Praise God. But we got God on our side. If God is for us, who can be against us? He can be against us. Amen. And what is gonna, amen, hinder me?
Right.
What is gonna stop me? Amen. If God is for me, who can be against me? Praise God. Come on, Exodus. Come on, talk to us.
For wherein shall it be known?
Wherein it shall be known?
Here and my people. Have found grace in thy sight.
Look here. Found grace in the sight of God. Read book.
Is it not in that thou goest with us?
Amen. God is going to go with you.
So shall we be separated.
Amen. Even though if we be separated, read.
I and thy people.
Uh-huh.
From all the people.
From all of them weak, all them weak folks out there.
That are upon the face of the earth.
Yeah, all them folks out there, weak folks out there. Amen. Praise God. God is with us.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
I will do this.
I'm going to do this thing also. What are they going to do?
That thou hast spoken.
That you have spoken.
For thou hast found grace.
Look at him. Amen. You got to find grace in God in order for him to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. Others, stand up. Amen. Don't give up because, amen, hard time is coming. You see, and with a lot of folks, as long as everything going on good, then they with the Lord. But, amen. When things started getting rough and they started hollering and crying, that's the time you ought to get closer to him. Because you are going to serve the God that has everything.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, Dean, let's see what it says.
Exodus 33.
All right, now we're going to hold that scripture going to Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy
chapter 20, verse 1. Amen. I want to rush in and try to get some scripture to you tonight. Amen. Praise God. Because we need to know what the word of God. See, the devil, he tried his best to get us to back up.
Amen.
Amen. Try to stop us, praise God. But that's why we need to get the word of God in us so that we won't have to sin against God.
Amen.
Otherwise, go back. Because that's what he wants us to do, is go back.
All right.
Amen. I ain't going back nowhere.
All right.
Amen. I don't care what the devil said. Amen. I have made up my mind I'm going to make it to the city if it costs my life. I might be old and cannot see. But I'm going to make it to the city if it costs my life. Amen. Come on, 20, verse 1.
When I goes out to the battle,
Against
thine enemies.
Look here, in that, look at that. Gonna come a time we're gonna go on. We gonna have to go through. Amen. Out to battle.
All right.
Amen. Against your enemy when they come and tell you you can't make it.
All right.
When they come and tell you, pray God, you ain't saved.
All right. Come on, Bishop.
You ain't got nothing. You ain't got no Holy Ghost. You might as well stop it and give up. Praise God. Amen. What you going to church for so much?
All right.
What you, amen. Why you got to be going out every night and going to the church so much? Praise God. Going out in all this rain and all this snow. Praise God. Amen. You see, there's a battle is coming.
All right.
And we got to wrestle against the devil.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Put into a flight. When you go out to battle, read, brother.
When thou goest out to the battle, against thy enemies.
Looking against the devil.
And see his horses.
And chariots.
And the people more than thou. Be not afraid of them.
Look, and don't you be afraid of them.
For the Lord thy God.
You know, sometimes, praise God, when a whole group of folks will come up on us. We ready to clam down.
Yes, sir.
We ready to stop.
Come on here.
Amen. When they get you in the corner, amen. We ready to throw our hands up. We ready to deny that we know God. Amen. Know what that Samuel said? Amen. What that Samuel said? We don't know. They say I don't know. What that Samuel? Yeah. Yes, I don't know that. Amen. He denied that he even know it. Amen. There was a lot of folks, praise God, it's just like that. Praise God. Somebody get you in the corner, you ready to give up.
All right.
But if God be for us, who can and what shall gonna be against us? Who can and what? It's gonna be well?
Against us.
Amen. Come on, we want to get this in your spirit tonight. Amen. You're going to go out to the battle. You're going to go out to battle, but you got to take the Lord along with you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Don't go out there and play with your eyes closed.
All right.
Don't go out there and play, God, with your hands empty.
All right.
And your heart empty.
All right.
But you got to have the word in you.
Yes,
you got to have the gospel in you.
Yes, sir.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
My Lord.
Amen. Because there's enemies out there.
All right.
There's some people out there, praise God, they saying and they claiming that they know God. They don't know no God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. They were ready to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ready to put you down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. But you got God on your side. And you know what the scripture says. God is for me. Who can be against me? Amen. Let the devil come on. Come on, book. Talk to me.
Be not afraid of them.
Don't be afraid of the devil.
The Lord thy God,
Your God,
is with thee.
He's for you.
Which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
The Lord thy God is with you and he's for you. Right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You're going out to the battle. Praise God. Amen. Hold your flag up.
All right.
Amen. The enemy got a flag, but you hold yours enough.
All right.
And that flag says, amen, I got Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that flag is, amen, if God is for me. Who can be against me? Hold your flag up. Keep your flag up. Don't let you hold your flag down, but put your flag up and hold it up high. And the devil can see the God and for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Who and what is going to be against me? Come on, book, talk to me.
And it shall be. When ye are come nigh unto the battle.
Look, and when you come to the battle.
That the priest shall approach and speak.
Look, and the priest shall approach you and speak.
Unto the people. And shall say unto them.
Hear, O Israel.
Ye approach this day.
Approach this day.
Unto the battle against your enemy.
Amen. Pray God. You going against your enemy. Amen. When you come to say you're going to be saved, you're going to be apostolic.
All right.
Sister, apostolic brother,
you
got to remember you're going to a battle.
Amen.
Because the folk don't like when you say you're apostolic. They don't like when you said that you saved and you sanctified and you're Holy Ghost filled and you're fire baptized. They don't like that. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said when I come in and get into the church and get holy and get sanctified, I ain't going to have no more trouble. You got a whole lot of troubles going to be coming. You got to go through a battle to keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
You got to go through a battle, praise God. Amen. To walk with God. Praise God. Everybody not going to like you. Amen. But Jesus, he said in his word, amen, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Now, what can be against you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. So you don't have to worry about what folk going to say about you.
That's
praise
right.
God, because you, amen, apostolic.
All right.
Glory to God.
You're going through a battle. You got to go through a battle. You got to hold your flag up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't look back. Woe to the man that put his hand to the gospel of plow. Looking back. Not fit for the kingdom of God. Come on, I wish I had stayed out there. I wish I was out there with Janie. I wish I was out there with John. I was doing more better when I was out there with John and Janie. Amen. Some of the things they said that. Amen. How fair and more better. I didn't have all the hard times that I have now having now. Amen. I wish I had stayed out there.
Jesus.
Amen. No. Praise God. Amen. All that. Amen. The world out there is going to give you. It's just going to last for a season.
All right.
Say a season.
A season.
And then after the season is up, and then it's all gone.
Yes, sir.
But I would walk with God, so amen, praise God, I would have it, amen, from earth to glory.
Amen.
If God is for me,
yes,
who and what is going to be against me?
All right,
look at the scripture.
And you shall say unto them.
Hear, O Israel.
You approach this day. Unto the battle against your enemy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. When you come and get baptized in Jesus' name, amen. And then you walk out and the Lord feed with the Holy Ghost. That's why we really are tight with people. And when they come into church and say they want to get saved and they want to walk with God, because not only the baptism, but you need the Holy Ghost to walk out of here to fight the devil.
Amen.
Amen. You walk out the door and walk out there and go home. Amen. You're gonna meet the devil. Amen. Peter, you're gonna have a walk with the devil.
All
right. Amen. The devil gonna start telling you, and you go home crying. Amen. Speak it in tongues.
Come on
here now. Tell it. Amen. Mama and daddy, sister and brother, that you got to save. You got the Holy Ghost. Right then and devil. The devil is going to fight you.
Yes, sir.
That's why, amen, we really, amen, telling the people they need to get the Holy Ghost. Because the devil is going to fight you. Amen. Praise God. And if you're not strong, He is going to put you down.
Yes, he will.
Have you sold, amen, that you ain't going, you don't want to come back to church no more.
Right.
I was talking to somebody today. Praise God, the child, the mother and father and them, they came up here a few years ago.
Yes.
And praise God, and I preach, and after I got a little preaching that Sunday morning, they have a group, you know, the mother and father and sisters and them, they all had a group. And the old man with his dad came up with him and what have you. And I stood the mother up and began to tell him what the Lord said. Amen. Praise God. And I broke her down until so that she could, amen, see that she needed to be baptized in Jesus' name. They all, you know, wrapped up and tied up was in the Baptist church, but they needed the Holy Ghost and needed to be saved. And I broke her down so... Amen. We didn't have no clothes here at the church to baptize us. So we told her to come back the afternoon And we will have some clothes to baptize them. And well, praise God, they went home and come back, and the father then got to the wife and told the wife, "We are already saved. I had spoke to her and told the Spirit of God, said today was her day." And she did not accept the word of God. And then, praise God, I don't know what's going to happen, but amen, but today was her day. She needed to get saved, and not tomorrow, but today. Need to run for her life. And she wouldn't do it because she lived into that old husband. You know, he don't know what old drunk he drank every day. Amen. He can't drink nothing now because he's sick now. He just had a stroke. Amen. But he always drinking some liquor. Doctor told him he don't have two or three or four or five strokes already. He done told him he needs to stop drinking, but he just one of them kind ain't gonna listen. So he still ain't listen. Amen. But he told him then the girls were just about ready to be baptized too. His mother would have did it. Amen. Their mother would have did it. The little girls would have got baptized too in Jesus' name. But now they don't want no part of the church. They don't want no part of no holiness church. They think they're saved. They're still in the Baptist church. He don't go to no church, and the mother died right after I prophesied to her and told her what the Lord said. She went right back down south down there and died. Amen. She just didn't listen and didn't listen to the voice of God. When you don't listen to the voice of God, and then God suffered death to come.
All right.
Amen. So she died, and then after she died, and those girls, his sister and them, they don't want no part of the church, but Charles came back up here because he saw Pat. And he got away from him. Right now, they all mad with him because he's up here because they want him to be down there and play for them. Amen. But see, praise God. See, but when the Lord opens your eyes up, then you got to leave mama, daddy, sister, and brother.
All right now.
Amen. See, amen. Praise God. See, because God can put something on you that you can't shake off. Amen. See, we got some folk right here. All they hung up on mama and dad and sister and brother. Amen. You better turn mama and sister and dad in the loop. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you mess yourself up. Amen. You got to do what that scripture says. I don't care what mama tell you. I don't care what daddy tell you. You got to do what that scripture says. Except you leave your mother, father, sister, and brother. You got to get out of under there, out of under their ways.
That's it.
Amen. Praise God. When you gonna hang around and you gonna mess yourself up. You gonna call on God to put judgment upon you. Say judgment upon you.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Sickness will come.
All right,
disease will come upon you. Amen. When you don't do what that scripture tell you to do. And see, some folks say, "Well, I don't care. I'm going to still stick with my dad and my mom." You keep on sticking with them. I know what the scripture says. I don't see a whole lot of folk go down. Because, amen, they want to do what they want to do. You got to do what their Bible says. God is not dead. He's still alive. I know he ain't dead. And God talked to a lot of folks and they won't hear. And he called a lot of things to come. I was praying for somebody today. And I said, "Lord, amen." And then I heard that they had counsel and they're sick and they are worried now. Praise God, what is going to happen? And I prayed for them today, and I said, "Lord, just give them another chance."
Yes.
Amen. Not another chance to do what they've been doing.
All right.
But give them another chance, praise God, so they can be able to hear the word of God and then accept the word of God and get themselves saved.
Come on,
Bishop. Amen. Praise God there. Amen. Let them know, praise God, you the same today, than yesterday and today.
Yes, sir.
You able, praise God, to heal them. Let them see that you's able to heal them. And that you are a mighty God.
Yes, sir.
So that they can be able, praise God, to see that they need to get saved. And now I don't just plead for my kin folks and for our own people in the church. I'm praying for them sinners out there.
Amen.
They need to be saved.
Yes,
amen. Because some people are blind, amen, thinking they're too good, amen,
yes,
to be among the little sanctified folks.
Amen.
You know, they call us little sanctified folks. Amen. See, that was a child named, and I was telling somebody today, I said, that she was a fool to walk out of this church and go on back down to South Carolina without receiving the word of God and then listen to that sinner husband, her, and she done shot him 2 or 3 times. She done tried her best to put him out of misery and cut him from the, put him out of his misery because he did her so bad. Come on here now. And then she gonna stop and gonna listen to what he said. Amen. See, people is foolish. Amen. Praise God. God is not dead. And he means what he said in his word. Everything he said in his word, he mean it. I was telling him today, somebody today, I said, I went to my church, my home church, the first time in Waterbury. Because after I had left there, and I went there the first time, and the Lord used me in a mighty way over there. I went there, praise God, and the pastor asked me, I didn't go there to preach, but I went there, praise God, just to visit. And the pastor said to me, he said, Willie, I want you to speak today. I said, well, mother, I don't want to speak. I want to hear you. I come in to hear you. I want to hear you. She said, oh, no. She said, not today. I want to hear you. You preach today. So I said, all right, if you want me to do that, I'll do that. Because some people just want to think, you know, that you come in just to preach. I hear anybody. So I went there and I preached, and after I got through preaching, and then the Lord started using me, and I asked him, I said, Pastor James, I said, is it all right for me to minister to the people? Direct, she said to me, all right. I didn't go there and take it over.
All right.
So she said, yeah. She said, go ahead. So after the Lord started using me, and I started walking the floor like I used to do. She got up and stand up at the pulpit. She stood up there looking. And then one brother, I don't know him. I still don't know him, praise God. But the Spirit of God led me to him, and I began to talk to him. And I told him, I said, brother, today is your day. I said, the Spirit says, talking to me, telling me about some sickness. He's looking like a picture of hell. Looking like there wasn't no sickness nowhere about it. But the Spirit of God says, sickness, brother. And I mean, amen, you better start running. You better run. You better start running for your life. I said, you saved? He said, no. He said, I've been baptized, but I ain't got the Holy Ghost. I said, well, you need to get the Holy Ghost, and you need to get it now. Right. Amen. Pastor Jack just said all that. She just looking because she, you know, the PAW folks, they don't believe in that. They don't believe in no prophets and all that kind of stuff. So I had to have some guts to stand up there. So I said to him, I said, brother, I said, I don't know you. I said, you know me. No, I don't know you, no, sir. I said, well, I don't know you, but the Spirit of God is saying to me and telling me, praise God, you better run for your life, and today is your day. Now, if you don't accept God today, amen, God going to do something to you, praise God, because, amen, I can see nothing but sickness. Amen. So he said, I said, you want the Holy Ghost? He said, yeah, I want it. I said, all right, you want the Holy Ghost? The brothers will take you downstairs into the tavern room and sit with you. Well, he said, all right. He went downstairs down there. He stayed down there for a few seconds. And he was back upstairs. He was back upstairs up there. Before I ever sat down. Amen. Somebody telling me, praise God, I got sickness, and you may not feel it, but amen. But amen. They said that sickness. You may not even feel like you're gonna be sick, but if the sickness will come to you overnight, amen. It'll hit you overnight in the second. Amen. So he wouldn't accept. So I went. I spoke to some more people, and the Lord was moving mighty there at the church and so on. I left and I came back home for that Monday. I got a phone call and said to me, that Bishop said, that brother that you stood up on Sunday. I said, my God, said he went to, they had to rush him to the hospital. I said, yeah. And they found tumors from his head to his feet. Nothing but tumors, little small tumors. Amen. And the doctor said he ain't got that long to be. They got to operate on him. So he said, he told the doctor, said, if you just let me come home the weekend, let me go home the weekend, and then if you let me go home, I'll come back. I'll be back. Then you can operate on me. So Dr. Leonard come home. He came home, and after he come home, he didn't go home. He went to the church, told him, said, take me to the church. Don't take me to the house. Take me to the church. Took him to the church, and the brother got the Holy Ghost. Got the Holy Ghost. And he went back to the hospital, and they operated on him, and 2 days or 3 days after then, he died. Amen. But see, when you be honest and then obey God, and then God will do something for you. But some folks are stubborn. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, you got to hear what the word of God said. Look into what he's saying. And you don't look into what he's saying, praise God. He's something that ain't anything come upon you. Because he's the God that made you. He's the God, amen, praise God, that is keeping you. He's the God that provided for you. Praise God. Amen. So you got to do what he said do. You don't do what he said do, and then he said, praise God, amen. He said, hard to kick against the pricks. Now watch the scripture now. Watch the scripture. See, amen. Some folks, they sit right here and listen to me until, praise God, judgment. God put judgment on you.
All right now.
You're going to sit right here and listen to me until God put judgment on you. Praise God. And when he put judgment on you, then you want me to pray judgment off you, then I can't pray off you.
No, sir.
I can't pray it off you, people. See, praise God. Amen. Just like Jonah, like Noah. Noah told Noah to build an ark. Amen. The people wouldn't listen to him, wouldn't hear it. He knocking all night long. And all day long, they heard him hammering. Amen. And the hammer said, hey, come on in the ark. Come on in the ark. He preached all night long, all day long. The hammer, they're hammering them. What that old crazy man talking about? He building a big old thing like that. Talking about, that thing ain't gonna float. It ain't gonna float. That thing gonna sink. It ain't moving. Ain't going nowhere. But when that rain came, like God said, they came knocking on the door. No, open up, open up. Let me in. Let me in. The rain is coming. Noah couldn't open it because God told us that. I tell you, y'all get in there. And so when you get in there, I'm going to lock the door.
Come on, Bishop.
He locked the doors and sealed them. And even if he wanted to open, he couldn't open them up. Praise God. And all of them drowned because they were too stiff-necked like some of y'all is to listen to what the Word of God said. And get mad with somebody else because somebody else trying to do what the Word of God said. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You don't play with God. Amen. That's why he give you ear to hear. And he give you a mind. Give you understanding. Amen. To understand what the word of God said to you, then you ought to do what it said do. Praise God. Because he put judgment on, I can't take it off you. Amen. I can pray for you and pray until my tongue come out my head.
All right.
It ain't going to do no good when God put judgment on you. Amen. He put it on a lot of folks. Got a lot of folks over in the hospital. Amen. And in the home somewhere or another. God got judgment on them. Amen. We can go there and talk to them about the word of God and open the scripture up and talk to them, but they ain't going to see it.
That's right.
Amen. God, amen, done turn their eyes. Amen. That they can't see. Put a scale on their eyes. They can't see what you're talking about. They don't understand what you're saying because God done put the judgment on them. Even if they want to hear, they can't hear. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. I ain't just starting around here. And I don't see a lot of folks, praise God, judging me upon them. Amen. Because they won't hear the word of God. Amen. All right. Look at the scripture now. I know this word. This is right. This is a grits.
It's right.
Let not your hearts faint.
Let their heart do what?
Let not your hearts faint.
Don't let it do what?
Faint.
Don't let your heart do what?
Faint.
Don't let your heart do what?
Faint.
I want everybody to say it. Don't let your heart do what?
Faint.
Faint. Your heart can faint, you know.
Yes, sir.
And then when it faint, praise God, then you can't listen.
That's right.
You can't obey. You can't see what he talking about.
All right.
Or you're so busy listening to what somebody else said. And how somebody else failing. Amen. God don't strive with man forever. Amen. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Don't let your heart faint.
Fear not.
Amen. Look at him. Fear not. Don't worry about what folks say. Amen. If God is for you, Who, what? Amen. Gonna be against you. Oh, I like this here. This is the word. Who and what is gonna be against you? Praise God. The job, praise God. Amen. And I've seen God, praise God, work. Praise God. The man, amen. I'll be the last man, praise God, to hide on the job. Come on here now. And other folks be put out. Get the blue slip. All right. Then God, amen, open the door that I stay there. Amen. I'm going there. Amen. If God is for me, who and what shall be against me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't have to worry about, praise God, well, it's going to be a big layoff. Everything's closing down. Praise God. And W.T. Grant and all those other ranches, they're closing down. And Cicero Bud, praise God, been in operation for years when I was a little boy. And they're closing down. Yes, sir. Still real good going out.
Yeah. All right.
And what? And who's going to be against you?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Ain't no have to worry about no job.
All right. Yes,
praise God. God going to give you a job. I said on another night, praise God. Amen. In the depression time, Pastor Jackson, amen, didn't have no money to pay the rent for the church. And the man told the landlord, said, if you don't get the money in certain days, then we're going to put you out. Amen. Praise God. You ain't going to be able to hold this building. Praise God. And Pastor Jackson began to pray, and the saints began to pray because the saints weren't making no whole lot of money, and they couldn't keep the church doors open. Amen. So the Lord sent this lady and told this lady, praise God, to go find Lula Jackson. One thing about it, the Lord don't say it one, go to you one time. He'll go to you the second time. He'll go to you the third time. Amen. The lady said to us, well, I didn't want to come and do it, but he kept on telling me to find Luther Jackson to bring you this money. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. See, the Lord told her where to go.
Right.
What street was on? What the number of the house
come
was?
On, Bishop.
You
do it.
Amen. 34 Vine Street.
You'll do it.
Find Luther Jackson.
You'll do it.
Give her a certain amount of money. And the lady went down and knocked on the door and said, I'm looking for Luther Jackson. She said, well, I'm Luther Jackson. She says, well, the Lord told me to come and give you this money, and I didn't want to give it to you. I didn't want to come, but he kept on telling me to come. And she threw the money in her face. She didn't say, well, I don't want it. She went there and picked that money up. And it was the exact amount that she needed to pay that rent. God knows how to do it.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to worry about depression time. Talking about that, man, I'm a new president. He's going to bring depression. Now, you don't have to worry about that. God, speak to somebody to come along and give you some meat.
Yes, sir.
Somebody, praise God, depression time back there, you couldn't buy no meat. And couldn't, and a lot of things you couldn't buy. Praise God. But God, amen, put a Jewish lady on and put back Pastor Jackson on her heart. She told us that. Call up Pastor Jackson and told us, there's anything you want, any piece of meat you want, just let me know. I can get it. You don't have to go stand in the line. Amen. Like the other folks. Amen. Because I can get it. Well, you know the white people in that town, they can get what they want to get.
That's right.
Then you can get them. Amen. But she told us, you can get in, I get in. God is able.
Help me now.
Amen. He's able.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's able. Praise God.
Thank
amen.
You,
you just depend on God. Don't go back on God.
All right.
That's right.
Don't go back on God. Praise God. God, there's going to come a time you really going to need it.
Come on.
Amen. You might have some money now. May have a good job now.
Right.
Praise God. But there's going to come a time you don't have no money. Ain't going to have no job.
All right.
Praise God. What you going to do then?
All right.
Praise God. Everything, everybody else that you go to, amen, that you thought was going to help you, and then they say, I ain't got nothing either.
All right, Bishop.
And they in the same boat that you in.
All right.
But you need to stick with the man that is not in the boat that you in.
All right, amen. Glory to God.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I know that's real right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now look at the scripture now. Amen, this is going to help you.
Fear not.
Amen, fear not. Don't worry about it. Don't be shaky about what's going to happen, what the man promised you, what the president promised you.
All right now.
Because that's all they do, they're promising you. And all them promising, they ain't gonna keep up with it. They're nothing but a liar.
Thank you, Jesus.
The man already sold us out already for the folks all in the country. In the other country, amen. All the car industries, all the everything else is gonna be coming from over China and all them places. We ain't there. All the General Motors going out of business. Going out of business, amen. And they're taking all the stuff over in the countries over there. Amen. So that you and I are going to be out of jobs. And that's why we need to get God on our side.
Amen.
If it's God and false, who and what be against us? Lord help us. Read the book, man. What that thing is.
It's good.
Fear not.
Fear not. Don't worry.
And do not tremble.
Don't. Don't be shaking.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. What folks are saying, don't be any unease on what folks are saying. Amen. Now, this country is going to nothing. And you in it. Amen. But you in the world, but not out of the world.
All right.
Come on, Bishop.
That's why you got to stay in the world, but not out of the world. So, amen, if you're not of the world, and then God, you in the hands of God.
All right.
Yes, sir.
God is going to take care of you. If God is for me, and who is what? Against me. Don't be at ease. Read book.
Neither be ye terrified.
Don't be terrified. You know, some folks, amen, I didn't think that going to happen. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the world going to come to this. I heard it was going to come, but I didn't know it was going to be this soon. Don't be terrified of what you hear, of what's going around you. Don't be at ease. Read book.
Neither be terrified because of them.
Amen. Because of what they're saying. Amen. The lies that they're telling.
All right.
Fooling folks.
Come on, Bishop.
If God is for us, who and what is going to be against me? Amen. Let the devil come on. Come on, boo, talk to me now.
For the Lord your God.
For the Lord your God.
He goeth with you.
He going with you. He going to be with you.
To fight for you.
Amen. Praise God. You see, amen. How is he going to go with you? Mm-hmm. He can walk down the side of me.
No, sir.
Just like this thing here walking down the side of me.
No, sir.
And I can go where I want to go. Because he's walking down the south. That's why you need to get it in you.
All right. Amen.
Get the Holy Ghost. Get Christ in you.
Thank you.
The hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to he going to go. He going to do what? He going to be with you. He going to go with you.
Yes, sir.
He going to lead you.
Come on.
He going to guide you.
Yes,
you ain't going to lead him.
All right, man. Come on here, man.
Some of us, amen, we want to lead the Lord, want to lead God. You can't lead him.
No, sir.
Amen. He's the master for everything.
Yes,
he's able to do all things.
Glory.
There is nothing that is too hard for him to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. God don't need, amen, he don't need you. We need him.
Amen.
We need him. Somebody say, I need him in the morning. I need him in the evening. I need him when the sun going down. And if you ever needed the Lord before, you sure need it now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. You don't need the Lord to walk alongside you. That days is out.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, it is.
That's why we got so many people, amen, it's all messed up.
Jesus.
Because, amen, they want the Lord to walk beside them where they can do what they want to do.
Right.
Go where they want to go. Say what they want to say. Act like they want to act.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. But I want the Lord to be with me. Amen. I want the people to see God standing up in me.
Amen.
Amen. I want to see him standing up in me. And if God's standing up in me, I know I got the maid.
Yes.
Come on, boo, talk to me.
For the Lord your God.
For the Lord your God.
And is he that go with you.
He that goes with you.
To fight for you.
And you don't have to, amen, box with nobody.
No, sir.
You don't have to box with him.
No, sir.
Amen. Praise God. He gonna fight fire.
Amen.
You just stand by
it. That's right.
And see him do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gonna fight for you. If he can't fight, then praise God, he'll send his angels down to fight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sit down, Gabriel.
Hallelujah.
He'll fight for you. He know what to do in our problems.
Yes, he does.
Amen. If he for me, right, who and what is gonna be against me? Come on, talk to me.
To fight for you.
This God is gonna fight for you.
Against your enemies.
Against your enemies.
Yes,
to
sir.
Save you.
Amen. Praise God to keep them from, amen, killing you.
Yes, sir.
And praise God. There's more than one enemy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can't fight all of them.
Hey.
That's why you need the power of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. They come all kinds of ways.
Yes, sir, Bishop. Yes, sir.
Amen. From all directions.
Yes, sir.
That's why you'll need God, praise God. Amen. Because he can see all around.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you can't see all around.
No, sir.
Amen. Praise God. I'm looking over here and I came, amen, and that brother gonna be coming to me. Praise God. Amen. I'm looking at him because to keep him from, amen, coming overcrowding me.
All right.
Ain't got no time to look in the back.
All right.
The enemy is coming from the back of me.
All right.
So that's why we need God, because God can see all around.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, book, talk to me. I feel this thing. Come on.
Yes, sir, it's real, Bishop.
For the Lord your God.
For the Lord your God.
He go with you.
He going to go along with you. That's why I want the Lord to go along with me.
All right.
Then if he go along with me, he'll fight for me. Mm-hmm. He'll fight for me. Amen. That thing was in Florida. I was up there preaching the word of God. I was laying it down. Amen. Throw a shoe over there at me. Throw it to the little boy. You better set your mouth off. Put something on you. You can't stick off. I said, let it come on, let your roots come on.
Jesus.
Amen. Because I know, praise God, the Lord going to do it. He going to fight for me. He going to go with me.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't care how evil folks get, because folks don't want to hear the word of God.
That's right, Bishop.
When you start putting that word of God down on the folks don't want to hear.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You got a lot of evil folks out there.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Amen. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about. Talk to me, boo.
For the Lord your God.
For the Lord your God.
Is he that go with you?
Is he that go with you? Not the devil.
All right.
But if the Lord go with you, praise God. He wants to help you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If God is for me, who and what is going to be against me?
Yes.
Read, boo.
To fight for you.
He going with me to fight for me?
Against your enemies.
Against your enemies.
To save you.
Amen. He wants to save you.
Yes, sir.
He wants to save you. He's a God that can save. He's a God that can keep. He's a God that can provide.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Shout out. He's able to do anything.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He's able to do anything. Praise God. Amen. He gonna fight for me. Rebook.
And the officers shall speak unto the people.
Look here, the officers shall speak unto the people.
Saying. What man is there?
What man is there?
That has built a new house.
Who have built a new house.
And have not dedicated it.
And you look here. You see, amen. The house of God got to be dedicated.
All right.
Amen. That he might be in it.
All right now.
That he might live in it. That he might dwell in it.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Every corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He said, know ye not that your body is a temple of God?
Yes.
Amen. And if your body is a temple of God, then your house need to be dedicated.
All right.
Amen. So God can be able to live in there. Because he don't live in one the scripture. I remember years ago, God, the pastor used to say, God don't dwell in an unclean temple. You ain't gonna drug in an unclean temple. You dirty, you doing low down things, and you ain't for the house of God, you ain't 100% for the house of God, and you, amen, bucking and kicking and going on, amen. See, and God ain't gonna stay in that. You gotta dedicate yourself. Huh?
Amen.
For the service of God. Sir, I wanna serve God. Amen. I wanna dedicate myself. Amen. So God can live in me. so he can walk up and down in me.
Amen.
Dedicate myself.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Now look at that scripture now. I ain't going to bless you now.
Let him go.
Let him go.
And return to his house.
And return to his house.
Lest he die in the battle.
Lest he die in the battle.
And another man dedicated.
And another man will raise him up.
All right now.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. See, amen. We don't need to run trying to, amen, get around from doing what God said to do. And the J-O-S, what is that?
Joshua.
Let's see what we got there. I'm moving on that. I'm gonna come on in now.
Joshua what?
Amen. Praise God. 1 and 5. Y'all hold those scriptures. Write those scriptures down because there's more in there. Then I'm gonna get you some more. Amen. Some more scripture. Amen. Praise God. Oh yeah, I got a whole lot of scripture for you. 1 and 5, verse 5.
There shall not any man be able.
There shall any man be able
to stand before thee.
Look here, stand before to fight you.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. God, I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
I'm going for you.
That's right.
Before you, and I'm going to fight for you.
All right.
That no man can be able to do what?
Stand before you.
Stand before you. Read book.
To stand before thee.
Stand before thee.
All the days of thy life.
All the days of your life. Because if God is for me, amen. If he's for me, then what? Who can be against me? Amen. Nobody, praise God, can stop the Lord from blessing me. Read book.
As I was with Moses.
And I was with Moses.
So will I be with thee.
I'm going to be with you.
I will not fail thee.
I ain't going to turn my back on you.
Nor forsake thee.
I'll seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses.
Glory.
I'm going to be with you. Amen. I'm going to be with you. Read book.
I will not fail thee.
I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to see nobody knocking you down. Amen. I ain't going to let nobody come along, praise God, and take your blessing from you.
Come on, Bishop.
Amen. Give your blessing, the blessing that you have, give to somebody else.
Come on now.
Amen. Because you're blessed.
Amen.
Come on here now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See, somebody said, well, I don't want the Lord to take my blessing and give it to nobody else. Don't want the Lord to take my blessing and give it to someone else. Amen. See, amen. He'll do that with you if you turn your back on him.
All right.
Praise God. Amen. You see, how are you going to do it? Like, amen, you got a job and somebody come and knock you off your job.
All right. Come on, Bishop.
And give it and take your job and give it to somebody else.
All right.
But he said here, if you walk with me, then he said he's going to fight for me. He's going to work for you. Ain't nobody going to be able to bump you off your job.
All right.
Bump you off to keep you from getting some food to eat. Amen. Stop you from having a place to live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on here now. Amen. Jesus. I'm going to do what? I'm going to fight for you.
I will not fail thee.
I ain't going to fail you.
Nor forsake
you. I ain't going to forsake you. Amen. I ain't going to see you, praise God, going down.
All right.
Amen. To the devil hell, praise God. Amen. And don't help you.
All right.
Amen. If God is for me,
thank you.
What? Whom shall be against me? Read both.
Be strong.
Look here. Amen. Whatever you do, be strong about it. Amen. Be strong. Praise God. Amen. God wants a strong people.
Yes,
he don't
sir.
Want no weak sister, no weak brother. Sometime up and sometime down. Always coming confessing. Amen. I did this thing, and I know I shouldn't never did it, but I did it.
Well.
Always confessing. Would y'all pray for me? And then always want somebody to pray for you. Amen. Be always weak. God don't need no weak folk.
Come on.
He wants a strong people.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen. Well, I'm weak off my mama weak. No, you ain't weak off your mama. The Bible says, save yourself. He just said, save your mama.
Come on.
Well, my daddy, he was weak. Well, amen. He said, amen, save your brother, your daddy. He said, save yourself.
Yes, sir.
But my sister, she was weak. She was out there on the street prostituting, and I think I need to do that too, because she can make a plenty of money. But he said, save yourself. That sister prostitute.
All right now. All right. That's it, Bishop.
God is for me. And what? Who? You're going to be against me.
Glory to God.
Amen. This is grace.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Amen. You don't have to, amen, sell yourself.
Yes,
you don't have to stand on the corner. Somebody told me the other day, amen, that when his brother that left him gone, amen, he down the street, the bridge pole down there, looking, amen, because he didn't know when they were here. They couldn't stand out in the corner looking at no woman.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
She's out.
I seen him down the street down there looking at the woman up and down, up and down. Amen. Just stop and just turn around and just look it over now.
Well.
And you know they can't do that there, because they know I ain't going to go for all that. Because the Lord leading me to get the hit on everything.
Amen.
That's why I hit on everything. So I don't know how come Bishop talking like he's talking. I'm hitting on it because, praise God, I know it's here.
Amen.
I can see it here.
All right.
So I'm trying to get it out of you. Knock it out in some kind of way.
Well, praise
God. Amen. When you get saved, you don't both be standing on the corner looking at no woman. Especially when you're married, you're supposed to be at home. You ain't supposed to be, amen, a woman supposed to be on no corner. A woman ain't supposed to be on no corner either looking for no man. They just work off of men's
hearts. Yes,
looking for some britches. Now, I know that's real right. Huh? Amen. Praise God. You saved, you say you're saved, then be saved.
Amen.
Amen. The same folks ain't supposed to be out on the corner out there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And see, and that's what some folks want to do. They want to stand on the corner.
All right.
Amen. When you get saved, then you come out of the corner. When I was out there on the streets and everything, and wasn't saved, then I'd be out on the corner. I'd be all down in the pool room down there, shooting pool. Amen. When I got saved, I thought, I don't shoot no pool no more.
All right.
Amen. Up in the attic somewhere where somebody playing shooting rolling some dice. I'm playing some pity pack. One way out, one way in, and one way out. Police coming in, and there was no way to come out of there up in the alley. But come out of the window. Yeah, we got to do the that run the pool room. He saw me, amen, a year or more, 2 years or more, and he said, where you been? Because he called me Whippers. And Whippers said, where you been? I don't see you. This fellow on the pool room. He said, yeah, you don't be there anymore. I said, I don't hang out in the pool room no more. Amen. Praise God. I'm saved now.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, the things I used to do, I don't do that no more. The things I used to hang out, don't hang out that no more. So when you don't walk with God, then you got to come out to all that stuff. You got to dream yourself for that boss to save yourself. Oh, wow, praise God. Amen. If you got that spirit in you, and then you pull yourself away from it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let it pull you. Keep on pulling you out there. Amen. Read the scripture now.
Be strong.
Look at, he said, be strong.
And of a good courage.
And be a good courage. Amen. Be a good courage, knowing that God is with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And if God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Yeah, I know that's right. But some folks, amen, they got all that stuff in them. Amen. Please, but God wants me to preach the devil out of you. Amen. And I'll preach the devil out of you. Amen, because that's my job.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't scared of it. Amen. God looking for, amen, people to stand up and be strong. If you're in Emmanuel, God looking for all of the Emmanuel people to be strong. He ain't looking for one person to be strong. El Hyde to just be strong, or Mother Lily to
be strong. He looked for everybody in the Emmanuel to be strong.
Amen.
And if everybody in Emmanuel would be strong, and then, praise God, we'll have some power.
Amen.
Because he said, well, there's two or three
gathered
together, touching and agreeing.
Yes, sir.
And will he be in their midst?
Said so.
And the strong shall bear his punishment of the weak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know that's real right.
Thank you.
I want to go talk to him here. Look at him. I'm going to come on here because I feel this thing.
For unto this people,
now unto these people,
thou shalt divide inheritance.
You keep on walking right with God, then you're going to have a what?
Inheritance.
You're going to have something.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have something.
Teach you, Bishop.
One time I didn't have nothing.
Teach it, Bishop.
When I was walking along with the devil, I didn't have nothing.
Nothing, Bishop.
Amen. But now, praise God, I've got on the Lord's side of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Give me something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I didn't have to put one shirt to wear.
Right.
Come on, one pair of shoes to wear.
Come on.
But then I got two or three, amen, pair of shoes. Huh?
Thank
four
you.
Or five pair of shoes.
All right.
Amen. 10 suits. I can put on suit for every day.
Thank you,
I ain't that kind of just do all that dress.
Amen.
But I can dress every day. Put on something every day.
Yes, sir.
And I go here now. Why? Because the Lord don't bless me.
Amen.
Amen. If God is for me,
glory.
Who and what will be against me? You got to be strong in the Lord. You be strong in the Lord, and then the Lord going to do what? He going to bless you. Say bless me.
Bless
you. Yeah, he gonna bless you, praise God. If you be strong in the praise God. Amen. And you may not have nothing now, but just keep on walking with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, after a while, God, you're going to find out, praise God, you have more than enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I know it's real right.
Yes, sir.
You have more than what?
Enough.
More than enough. All right. Get you because you're walking with God.
Glory.
Because you're walking with more than enough.
All right.
He is here.
Glory.
Yes,
like
he
that
is.
One. Like that one, girl.
Oh, glory. Amen. Then the rich, what? What? Amen. Amen. If God is for me. Read that verse again, brother.
Be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
Amen. Amen. Jane may come on that. Come on, you. Let's go to the, amen, to the casino.
Like it is.
Ain't nobody going to see you. Take me to the casino. Or take me over there to Blue Light.
Come on,
Mr. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Just come on, go. Ain't nobody know you. They don't know you. Praise God. You go,
you're right,
anywhere you go, somebody don't know you. Down in Bridgeport down there. And the man said, Bishop, come on, Bishop, it's time for you to get your hair fixed. Amen. I don't know the boy.
All right,
now. He know me.
All right.
Somebody don't know you. I don't know where you go.
Come on, Bishop. I know that's right.
Oh, that's real right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So you can't hide it. The lady told me down in Alabama, says, amen. Take me to the casino, the girl told me. I said, I don't go to the casino. She said, well, all the other preachers go. I see a whole lot of preachers down there casino. I said, but this one ain't going.
All right.
But you don't have to play no game or do nothing like that. But just take me. I said, I ain't gonna take you.
All right.
If I might as well take you. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm going to be just the worst off of you are if I take you.
That's right.
I might as well go in that place. Amen. Right. Some games.
Yes, sir.
So I don't go to no casino.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. See, you got to be strong. That's what it says. Be strong. Stand your ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be what you are.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah, they'll get you. If I had a win, they would have talked about me like a dog.
Ain't no better than the rest of them.
Oh, Jesus.
The girl mother.
Yes,
didn't really like me, you know. They didn't like me. The mother and the father really liked me. That was my sister-in-law, in-law. And they really amen. See, so he so she had another fellow supposed to come, but she gonna go and for me to take her, amen, before he get there. Don't get myself killed. You know, yeah. No, I told him, no, I ain't taking nothing. You want to go, you better go on, but go on with that other nigga. You ain't called to come, I ain't. Everything come along on the tail, you want to move you.
All right,
and
then
we supposed to be as a tree.
Yes,
that's planted by the rivers of water. That cannot and shall not be moved, because, amen, we are sons of God.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
And daughters of God.
Yes, sir.
And we ought to stand up.
Yes,
don't care what folks say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. You're not going to get in my car and ride and go nowhere.
All right.
Amen, praise God. Now, nowhere where the devil is.
All right.
Amen, because I ain't going to let you. Amen. Look what the scripture said now.
For unto this people,
shall
thou divide an inheritance.
Look here, you're going to divide the inheritance.
The land.
The land.
Which I swear unto the fathers.
Look here, praise God. God got, he got much for us.
Yes, sir.
If we just walk with it. And don't get weary. See, a lot of us, we get weary because we don't get everything we want at one time.
Yes.
It takes time for things to happen.
Right.
Look at somebody say, it takes time for things to happen.
It takes time for things to happen.
Yes, it does. Okay, some people, praise God, they just, you got to have something right now. They ain't got time to wait. Amen. I want it now. But see, you can't, in this way here, you can't get everything you want. Amen. Just read off. You got to wait for it.
Amen.
Amen. Be a good courage.
Yes, sir.
Wait. He said, I say on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. You running some of these young folks, they just running. Praise God. They ain't going to know hell nothing. They ain't going to know do nothing.
Jesus.
Because they don't want to listen. They don't want to pay the price.
Yeah.
They don't want to suffer.
Jesus.
And Lord said, if you suffer with me, you're going to raise with me.
That's all.
Amen. So you got to learn to stand up and just wait on the Lord.
Right.
If you wait on him, then he got blessings that you never thought you were going to have. You're going to have room
right.
to receive them.
Amen.
He said that. Huh? And now watch this for him. Amen. God is for me. Amen for us. Amen. Who and what? You're going to be against them. Read the book.
Only be thou strong.
Look at him. You just be strong.
And very courageous.
Amen. And be, amen, quick.
Come on, Bishop. Come on, Bishop.
Be quick. Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Quick to tell, amen, Jen, I ain't going to no casino.
That's
and
it.
I ain't going to no dance.
That's it.
You ain't, Danny, you ain't gonna get me in the corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get on the corner with Danny and with no Sue.
Come on,
yeah. Amen. So they can talk about me.
That's
it. Hell, this so I can't even raise my head.
That's
all
right. What it is.
I can't even look at you.
That's what it is.
Amen. But, amen, I'm gonna be, amen, courageous all
to right.
telling you, praise God, amen. I'm not the person, not the man you're looking for.
All right. That's it.
That's courageous.
Right. That's it.
That's right.
And leave you too.
You'll get me in the corner.
Yeah.
You see, you're walking with God now. And we need to not to forget that God sees everything.
Amen. True.
He know everything. We ain't serving no God that's dead.
No, sir.
We serving a God that's alive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Courageous in whatever you're doing. Amen. Stand up for God.
Yes.
Amen. Be unmovable. Amen. Hold up the right banner for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hold it up. And look at that scripture again. Look at it.
Only be thou strong.
Look at it. Be strong.
And very courageous.
Very courageous.
That thou mayest observe.
That you might observe.
To do according.
And to do according.
To all the law.
To all the law. All the law. Not some of the law. Amen. That you may. Amen. Give me, praise God, that same book. Yeah. 15 and 41. Y'all read some more because there's more, a whole lot of stuff there that we all need. Amen. We all need. Now, ain't no one person. I ain't talking preaching to no one person. I'm speaking to all of us.
Amen.
Amen. Me too.
Joshua.
Yeah, 15 and 41, I believe that is. You got it? Huh?
That's just names of the
generation. A little generation.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I must have got that wrong there. That's Isaiah. That's what it is.
Okay.
Isaiah. Isaiah 41 and 10.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Sometimes these little eyes, they all fool you.
Yeah, they will, Bishop.
Amen. I need to go get my my glasses changed. Amen. Praise God. They don't broke all up and fall all out. The lens fall out. I guess you see it. They got all taped up here. You got it all taped all up, trying to make them laugh. But I need to go get them and get them done. Amen. Yeah, that's Isaiah. Amen. 41 and 10. That's it.
Fear thou not.
Amen. Look at it. Fear not now.
For I am with thee.
Amen. Be courageous and fear not. Amen. To tell the person, amen, that you are saved.
All right.
I don't go to dances no more.
All right.
I don't stand on the corner no more. I don't go to the pool room no more. I don't shoot no roll no more dice no more. Be courageous and fear not. Amen. Don't be scared. Amen. The folk gonna walk off and leave him. Amen. Some folks don't want. Amen. They don't want to come to church and get saved because they're scared when they go home and tell somebody at home that they say that the folk gonna walk off and leave them.
All
right. Let them go.
All right.
People were talking to me the other day. Praise God. The other night, the people were talking to me. Amen. This sister, praise God, wanted to come to this church here. And the devil said to her, if you go to that church, then I'm going to leave you. So let the devil go. Let him go. Praise God. If you don't want to come to church and get saved, praise God, you need to go. You do bad by yourself.
That's right, Bishop.
You don't need nobody to help you to do bad.
No, sir.
Be courageous. Stand up to the devil. The sister Sam came here and run a revival. Praise God. And she said, her husband, praise God, both of them coming to church. You got in the church at the same time and got saved. Amen. So after he saw her, saw that she was so wrapped up and tied up in the church, he left the church, backside, went out to church. Well, you know, he left the church, but he got a girlfriend. She had her own home and everything. So he went and got him a girlfriend. And when people do something wrong, then everybody's wrong.
Yes, sir.
He will come home and raise hell with you, want to fight you, and waking you up and throwing tails all over the house. Because they just are wrong and two left feet. And see, that's what the devil got mad with me because I was saying that. I kept on saying it because I know it was him.
All right.
I know it was him. Amen. And I keep on working on it because I know it was him. Amen. So the sister said, she still sweet him up. Still make up big food for him. He didn't come home and eat. And all this food she fixed and leave him a stove. But she said, the one thing she told him, said, well, I'm going to church. I'm going to keep going to church. Amen. You can do what you want to do, and I'm gonna wash your clothes, and I'm gonna be nice to you, but I'm gonna do what is right to do, and I'm still stay in this church. Oh, he raised his hand. He didn't want to leave that church, but he just keeps the hell going on. Amen. Because he know he was wrong.
All right.
Hmm. Praise God. So he come in, he beat her up and come in there fighting her, and she be trying to pray, and he in there cussing and throwing chairs all over the place, hollering and screaming. Amen. So he got so bad that she go to church, and when you go to church, you start to come to the church, calling out of there, telling her to come on out of there. He got her and brought her out there. And she came out to church, and he asked for the urchin to go tell her to come in. And when the urchin took her to the door, and he grabbed her and slain her and stole her in the car. Took her out way out in the country, out there in the cemetery, and then beat her up and left her out there. So she gonna go to church. And she said, I ain't gonna let that stop me. She ain't gonna let that stop because she, even if she's courageous, lady. Courageous, you gotta go to that courageous. He carried on so bad, praise God, that she come back to the church. He carried on so bad, praise God. Amen. Then he got the woman, put her out of her own house, and brought his girlfriend in there.
I know God is real. Come on now.
I know it is.
Come on. I know God is real, Bishop.
Put her out of her own house. When he put her out of the house and put that girl and his girlfriend in there, the Lord came and got it.
I know God is real.
He killed him. The Lord killed him. Dead.
All right. Oh, God is real.
When he died, then the girlfriend sent the body to him, to this other wife.
Yeah.
The wife done took all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
She had to bury while I'm burying.
Well, I know God is real.
See, if you're going to walk with God, you got to take something.
He's real.
You got to take something.
Yes, you do.
Amen. Praise God. See, this way here is a bitter cup.
Yes, sir.
It's a bitter cup. And you got to take it. And that's why the pastor said, if you can take it, you can make it. Praise God. Because, see, the devil, he don't care nothing about you.
No, sir.
He says he prayed and she prayed and prayed and prayed. He still was acting like a fool. Amen. But she loved God and she loved the church, and she dared not to let him keep up from going to church. He raised all the hell he wanted to raise. Came on all night long. She'd be down there trying to pray. He down there cussing. He'd been telling her he gonna kill her, call her all kind of names. She still prayed. Amen. So, even until the Lord killed him, put him in a box. God will get rid of him. You don't play with no God.
No,
he see you when you do things wrong, so you just hold on. If you got one of them old fighting demons, them old demons out fussing and arguing, you want to take her, want you to do what he said. Then he said, or she said, you tell that devil to go on. Amen. Go on and run on for a long time.
Come on, Bishop.
Yes,
I know God.
Ready your ready your track.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can't beat God. God, praise God, he's a God that's able. He know how to do things.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why he said he'll fight for you.
Yes, sir.
He'll fight for you. You don't have to fight the devil.
No, sir.
Don't even say nothing. Let him raise hell all night. If you don't say nothing, he ain't got nobody to fight with. Amen. He be following you and following you from room to room. Let him keep following. Amen. That don't say nothing. He'll get tired in a while to quit. He'll get tired to quit. Yeah. All right, brother. Read that. Little more there. Y'all already quit this thing?
No, sir.
Cut this stuff off.
Bears are not.
Now you feel it. Amen. Not. Amen. Praise God. Because of what?
For I am with thee.
Amen. For I am with you. More than enough is with you.
All right.
More than enough. Amen. Praise God. He with you. You know, when the children, God told Moses to go down, and he's going to tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
All right.
Praise God. More than enough told him that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yes, sir.
Pharaoh went on down there. He didn't want to go. He went on down there. Moses did. Told Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart. God had the praise God sitting down there. Had the work on his mind. Work on him. Praise God. Amen. Calling blood to, amen, the water. Calling a whole lot of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So he got to, amen, got his heart tender. So he can turn the children of Israel loose.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Amen. Praise God. See, God know how to do it. And then he'll fight for you. Don't you try to fight for yourself. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. You just keep on doing right. Amen. Praise God. He don't come on the evening. Amen. I told somebody Bishop Jackson. Praise God. Before he died, amen, his wife used to call me up sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Praise God. She said she don't fix food and fix dinner for him. He didn't come home. Amen. Food was piling up on the stove. He didn't feed no food. She called up. She crying because I was the sister. So she didn't know nobody to call. She said, oh, everybody else down there was with him, with what he was doing. She said, them girls, they fix breakfast for him, fix dinner for him, and he don't come home. He'd be crying and going on. So she called me up. And asked, they're telling me. So I called Bishop and I asked Bishop, would he come up? Him and her to come up here. And I wanted to talk with him, sit down and talk with him. And so he decided he'll do it, I'll do it. He came up here, and I didn't feel him to bring no girls with him. He had all them girls in the car, he had his wife sitting in the back.